Hi, Carl.
Beanie.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. I appreciate it. Happy Monday. We're back at it, right?
Oh, yeah. Always at it.
So, I know that you had talked with Dale a bit, right, and gotten my information from him, he said?
Correct.
And then I'm doing a search around, and I see that it looks like you were with both Angie's and Home Advisor for KNC, right?
Well, I was with whatever the first one was that pays by the lead, and then I switched over to what they refer to themselves as Angie Ads,
mm-hmm.
where they were going to give you all this great support and blah, 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 and they never did anything for me. So last week I had a parting gift for them, and I canceled. So it's just, it was just a big, I don't know. I'm beginning to doubt the whole system because I think the market is saturated with these things popping up all over the place. But, yeah, Angie Ads, I paid a lot of money for that one-time fee.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, the only thing I really got them for was because they were going to track down my reviews. They were going to call people if they didn't do a follow-up, and that was worth some money for me instead of me tracking them down. Mm-hmm. And I literally, last week when I said enough is enough, I had like 40 reviews in the queue
mm-hmm.
because their process is ridiculously cumbersome on the customer. Customer mm-hmm. fills it out, no problem. But what they don't do to realize is they're going to get another email from them to confirm that they really did it, followed by a phone call that it was really indeed them, which is a complete burden on the customer.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing you a favor by doing a review to start with. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if there's that many. If they cared about fake reviews as much as they did about real leads, they might have a good company. But anyway, long and short of it is, you know, a 1 out of 15 rate is not what I'm paying for. I mean, I understand that leads, if it's 50-50, I think that's reasonable. But mm-hmm. I would say 75% of every lead was computer-generated garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the other one I used before that was the old Angie's List, Home Advisor, whatever. They were even worse. They were even worse. And I used Thumbtack in the past. Thumbtack was wonderful
until they started
drinking the Kool-Aid, and now they're drinking the same Kool-Aid that Angie did. So anyhow, I have a lot of work. Okay, I do a lot of work, so I'm not even sure if I need this. But Dale told me about this, and I'm like, hey, you know, it's worth a listen. And plus, you talked about website support and some other stuff. So anyhow, that's why
yeah.
I called.
Yeah. I appreciate that. I appreciate the full explanation and everything. So with this, you know, there's actually quite a few pieces to the puzzle included. So what we do is we go ahead and brand the company on the first page of Google, and we include a full website. We help with review generation as well, but we keep it super simple. We have a dashboard where you can punch in anybody's email or phone number, and it's going to send them a pre-made message for your business with a link for your business, and that's it. It's a one-time submission unless you choose to input their information a second or third time. We don't bombard people. The other cool thing is that the reviews will never leave. So as soon as you completely cancel out your Angie and they take your listing down, they're going to take all of those reviews with it. It's unfortunate because those reviews should belong to the company, not to Angie, but that's not how Angie does it. Just so you know, if you ever left Local Splash, or if the relationship just wasn't profitable to you for whatever reason, everything is yours to keep except the website. If the website even could be, if you continue hosting for $49 a month, or you can do a domain buyout for $99. But the Google business profile is yours. It belongs to the business. The reviews, those are yours. They belong to the business. The 60 plus premium directories, again, yours. They belong to the business. Go ahead.
Can I ask you a question on the reviews real quick?
Mm-hmm.
My existing reviews are all 5-star with Angie's Ads. So they haven't completely shut me down yet because they have to prorate me some money back.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way to capture those reviews before they go away?
No, because Angie's owns them.
What about if I screen capture it?
You can screen capture them, but we're not going to be able to like, we can't put them onto your Google.
All
we
right.
can't put them onto your Google reviews. Like, if you screen capture them, yeah, then you have that. We can use that as a photo on the website. Yes, absolutely. but we don't have a way to actually transfer the reviews over, and it sucks because this,
so,
I mean, it's not just you guys.
Yeah, it does.
It sucks, and I get that. It happens with all of them. Every one of them except Google owns those reviews. Yelp will actually take down the positive review. Like, Yelp has a free service, and if you use their free service and you get five-star reviews and they notice that you have five-star reviews, they'll hit you up to start their monthly subscription, and if you don't, they actually take down your positive reviews that you got for absolutely free. Like, it's so stinky to me. Like, it really, really is not cool, you know, and that's why I say I understand, like, it is cumbersome on the client when they're, I didn't know that they were chasing them down and hounding them like that. That's absolutely awful. I couldn't imagine that, that they would want to even leave a review after that, you know, they would think that you somehow were doing that, you know, like.
I've gotten some grief back from them too. It's like, hey man, did you get a chance? Oh, I did it. I did it twice. I did it three times and you can hear the irritation in their voice. Mm-hmm. And it's like, but they don't, I did it myself one time just to see. Total pain in the ass. So I'm going to have to go back and hit these people. But you're telling me that your reviews is somebody, walk me through somebody leaving me a review on your site. What are they up against?
Oh, it's not even on our site. So there's multiple ways for them to do it. They can click on the, we list you, they can click on the review tab on your Google listings. So KNC will have its own Google profile. They can click on the profile and it'll say write a review. They can leave a review there of their own accord. They go out, they find you on the internet, they choose to leave it that way. They can click on your website. On your website, we will have a little button that they can click to leave a Google review. And the other way is, so with us, you get a dashboard to be able to track the results of the package. And with this, what happens, Carl, is you, this is where you're going to be able to see everything, upload new photos, change content, the whole shebang. But there's going to be a tab that's going to say reviews. And when you click on the review tab, it'll give you the drop down and you can click request review. When you click request review, it's going to ask for the client's name and their phone number or their email or both. And then it will send out a pre-made message to that client with your review link. So it'll say, you know, I'm just kind of paraphrasing, thank you for choosing KNC. If you had a stellar experience, please, you know, leave us a five-star review. If you had anything less than five-star review, please let us know so we can reach out to make it right. You know, again, I'm just paraphrasing. It is super professional and very customized and looking. And you can even, like, if there's something special you wanted to say or, like, if you have a slogan, you know, like, blah, blah, or whatever you do, you know, we can throw that in there.
Right.
Like, and then it sends them that link. And it's super duper easy because it literally, they get the message and they're like, oh, okay, so this is from Carl. Okay, cool. And then when they click on the link, it takes them directly to where they need to go to leave the review. 9 out of 10 older folks don't want to leave a review because they don't know how to navigate Google in order to get there, right?
Yeah.
So we take the guesswork out of it. It literally just takes them directly to the review tab. They write their review, they leave their 5 stars, they click submit, and they're done. That's it.
Okay, what if, now can I, for if I'm going back to play catch up with past clients, can I just text them a link to go to a review?
Yep, we even have that. Yes, that's what this does. So if you use the review tab, that's what this does. It literally texts them the link or emails them, however they prefer. But we also have, that is the very last way, and that's a tiny URL that we actually can send you the exact link so you could just, like, shoot it out to individual clients as you see fit. Yes.
Yes.
You could put anybody's phone number in there. You could put your mom's phone number into the review tab, and it's going to send her the link. Anybody's phone number you put in there, it's going to send them the link.
Okay, sounds good. Now, in the unfortunate event, I've never had this happen, but I've seen it happen to friends of mine. Somebody just has a competitors do this, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
A competitor leaves you a shitty review.
Yeah.
How would you guys handle that?
Well, what we do is, first and foremost, we go ahead and we report it as spam. We report it directly to Google. We flag it. And Google is the only ones who can actually remove it. And then we also respond. And we always encourage you to respond, hey, this was never even a client. This is actually, tell the truth. This is actually a competitor, blah, blah, blah. 9 out of 10 times when you have that one ugly review that's from, you know, a competitor, because we have seen it happen as well. It's rare, but we have seen it happen. I'm not saying it doesn't. But you have all these other stellar 5-star reviews, right? So people, when they read that one review, and I mean, think about it, Carl, when somebody is going to look for something ugly, when they're like, well, let's see the negative stuff, let's see the bad, like they're looking for something bad. They're going to find fault with anything, right? But if they see that, oh, this is this guy, and this it's explained here, this guy says he never serviced this person, this isn't even an actual client, this turns out to have been a competitor, and they see all the other 5-star reviews, they're not going to pay any mind to it. They're not.
Okay.
All basically bury it.
Okay, so go ahead.
We can't do anything else, we basically bury it.
Yeah. What, talk to me about the website. How does that start? How does it maintain? How...
The website's Google compliant, it's conversion driven and mobile optimized. So what happens is once we go ahead and get you set up, we have a client onboarding. Client onboarding is where the magic happens. So this is where they're going to purchase the domain for the website, and they're going to have you send us photos. They're going to have, they're going to, you know, get information from you during the client onboarding about the company, the keywords, the services, all the things. We go ahead and compile and build the website. The website has multiple tabs. It gives you a gallery so we can showcase all the before and afters. It gives you the testimonial page, which is all the reviews. So those reviews from Google load straight to the website itself. And then we load that website to multiple other directories. So no matter where they find your site, Carl, they're going to see those 5-star reviews. Okay? It also has, of course, the explanation page or the home page where they're giving you the synopsis of what you're offering and how you're offering it. We have the lead capture box where the client can go in and leave all their information on that page for you to capture their information. They're up late at night. They've seen your work. They've gotten you word of mouth, whatever the case is. They leave their name, their phone number, their email, what they're looking for. That comes directly to you via email. Okay? So that's a direct lead from the website. Text messages direct from the website. Phone calls direct from everything comes directly to you. So there's no middleman. We're not filtering it over here. Okay. Now with this, the other cool thing is you have multiple options with the site. Some people, they want to add videos. Some people just want photographs. Some folks want to have a chat bot on their site. So we can do like the chat bot that automatically responds. We hyperlink everything back to the site. So we also include all the social media marketing and Facebook with this. And we hyperlink the website, the Facebook, the Google listing. Everything goes in rotation together. So if they're looking on Google, it's going to do an automatic retarget the next time they go to Facebook. When they click on your Facebook, it's going to do an automatic retarget when they go to the next one. Like it literally just runs in a loop. So they get the strongest exposure to you, okay? At the end of the day, you have complete control of the website. You'll have myself as the lead on your account, but you'll also have an entire team that's solely dedicated to your company. One of those individuals is on the website team, and that person can go in and make exact changes. You have the ability to go in through the dashboard yourself and upload new photos or change content or make edits or changes yourself through website editor if you choose. So it just depends on how hands-on or hands-off you want to be.
Right. Okay. So you guys, it sounds like you guys don't do lead generation. You're just helping me get out there and market.
We have some programs that are lead generation, but you don't even have a Google business profile. We have to start with the base product for you, and then I have to determine if you qualify and are eligible for the lead generation that's done through Google Guaranteed.
Okay. And what's that take? What do you mean? What's the qualification procedure?
Well, it depends on what is your vertical. What is your bread and butter?
Oh, I do all home improvement stuff.
Okay. Are you handyman or are you a GC?
I'm not a GC, but I most of my work, I've advertised in the past as handyman, okay? I got overflow with that. And I like those small jobs because there's good money there. But I do a lot of bathroom renovations, cabinets. I'm just finishing. I'm restoring. I'm renovating 8 townhouses in a complex, one at a time.
Jeez.
So, you know, I do, and then when I do require a permit, I have a handful of people that I go to that are licensed electricians and stuff to do the stuff that I'm not allowed to do. But in Florida, Florida's not bad. Florida lets you do a lot of things without having a GC. If it's not structural, electrical, or major plumbing, well, like I just did a $30,000 bathroom and I didn't have to pull a permit. So, yeah, it's pretty nice. And, but I have a good clientele, but what I don't, I just, I'm not, I'm just, it's just me. I bring in other people when I need to as far as lifting and, you know, if I'm in a bind. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's Angie paid the bills. I just kind of, I'm hesitant. I kind of want to go to the next level, but I like leads coming to me. It gives me a warm fuzzy feeling because I hate not seeing down the road, if you know what I mean. I'm that kind of person. Mm-hmm. I got to stay busy. I always need it. So mm-hmm. having a presence is nice because you do get the occasional person that you don't know and they want to reach out and see pictures and things like that. And that's a big part of it too. I got great photos. I got great mm-hmm. photo albums for years of doing this. But I just want a firmer presence. But most importantly, I need support on the other end. That's what Angie never gave me. They never gave me support for anything.
Right.
You know, and it was fighting for money back when I got mm-hmm. bad leads. I was running like $2,000 a month in bad leads, okay?
Mm.
And the work was there to make up for it, but that's nonsense.
Yeah, it is. A million percent.
You know, 'cause I'm competitive, so it's like I'm not gouging people. I'm competitive. So it's
right.
not like I was overbidding or anything like that. But anyhow.
So this is the thing. I've got a lot of different offers for you. So in order to qualify for Google Guarantee, we have to give you – so the package uh-huh. – let me back up. The package I was talking to you about uh-huh. is called our Platinum Package, and that package is $249 a month. There's a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover all the initial programming, so $348 to get going, $249 uh-huh. monthly. That's going to give you – social media marketing, 60-plus premium directories, full website, and the Google Business Profile, and a bunch of other little willy-dillies, okay? Now,
right.
Google Guarantee requires that you have a Google Business Profile at least. You don't have to have the Facebook ads and all that if you don't want it. We have the ability to
yeah.
couple Google Guarantee with other things. So if you want just a baseline package in order to do Google Guaranteed, that would be $199. That will include the website and the things. Now, we do run into a little bit of trouble here because Google Guarantee is very specific within their verticals of what they're offering. So if you want bathroom
yeah.
and kitchen remodels, you would go under the general contractor vertical. If you don't have licensing for it, you're not going to qualify for that. If you
want
Handyman... There are, I can give you the services that are included. So obviously handyman is handyman. Okay. And then also
right,
assembling
right.
furniture, gutter cleaning, install drywall, repair drywall, painting indoors and outdoors, installing fans, repairing fans, installing flooring, installing tile, installing water fixtures, repairs for flooring, tile, and water fixtures as well as other. So that is the vertical
yeah.
for that, and that only requires that you have
that
business insurance
good.
And can pass a background check.
Yeah.
Now, the upfront
yep,
cost on that,
both
Carl,
both
the upfront cost on that is a one-time $250 application fee, okay? So what you're looking
uh-huh.
at to get going is the $199 local package, unless you want the Facebook ads. So you have two choices. You can do the $199 local with the $250 application fee, or you can do the $249 with the application fee. The Google Guarantee application, that's a one-time application fee that goes to get yourself background checked. Your lead cost, you're going to
yeah.
be blown. You're going to be blown away when I give you this lead cost. Are you ready for it?
Sure.
You're not going to believe it because I know what you've been through with Angie's and all the gobbledygook and all the things.
Yeah.
But your lead cost is actually, oh my gosh, come on. I'm built up to it. It's so exciting. I'm really excited to give you the number. It's only $24 per lead.
Okay, no matter what the
estimated price is. No matter what. Okay.
How are you handling demographics with the number of leads per, I don't know, zip code or area? I don't know how
okay,
you guys do that.
Okay. Yeah, there's a whole explanation with this Google Guarantee thing. So, Carl, the thing about the
okay.
Google Guarantee is that it is very specific. Google built Google Guarantee to trump all of their pay-per-lead services because they know what you guys have gone through. Let me give you the quick rundown of what the actuality is.
Okay.
Angie's, Home Advisor, Thumbtack, Network, all of them. what they do is they purchase Google ad spend, Google ads from Google. They're some of Google's biggest clients. They spend $4, $5, $6 million a month. Okay? They purchase the ads. They capture the lead. They resell it to you and 5 or 6 of your competitors. That's why you're spending $2, $3, $4K a month and you're not seeing the strongest return you should for what you're spending. You don't mind spending if you're earning. Okay? I get that. $2K a month isn't that much if you're making 10. You know what I mean? Like, no biggie. Right?
Yep.
So Google built these to trump those. So everything that you hate about those surfaces, the fluctuating lead cost, the fact that you never get a live human being on the other end of the phone, there's nothing exclusive about it. All that's been made right. I get fired up about Google Guarantee because it's hands down my very favorite product. Okay? Now, about this. So what happens is at Google, with the Google Guarantee, you get a listing at the very, very tippy top of the page that's going to be under the Google Guaranteed section. What the guarantee is for the general public is Google is guaranteeing that you have been background checked, you have been vetted, and you meet all the requirements to be listed in the Guaranteed section. What they're guaranteeing you is qualified leads. Now, with the guarantee to the general public, Carl, the thing about it is if you click on the Google Guarantee section and you look at any one of those service providers there and you click on details, it literally says get it done right or Google pays you back. So Google actually backs your company with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. Okay? If somebody were to go back to Google and say, hey, this guy jewed me around, it didn't turn out right, he's not willing to make it right, or whatever the case is, Google actually backs you up with additional insurance, okay?
Hmm.
Now, I haven't seen anybody have to use it, but that's what Google's guarantee is to the public. That's what their hook is in order to get their the public's attention, okay? Now, for you guys, you guys are only paying for qualified leads. So previously, if somebody clicked on your HomeAdvisor listing, you got a charge. If somebody, you know, even looked the wrong way at it, there was an automatic charge for you. That's not how this goes. People click on your listing. They look at your listing. They read your reviews. They look at your website. They get familiar with you. There's absolutely no charge. In fact, even when they dial the phone number, there's no automatic charge. So Google actually has AI listening to each and every single one of these phone calls because they are real live human beings on the other end of the phone. It is not, hey, Carl, here's a lead. Hope for the best. Make sure you call them real fast before your buddies do. No. This is exclusive. The clients are calling you directly. They've gone to Google. They're looking at your listing, and they've chosen to speak to you directly. So when they contact you, it's a real-life human on the other end of the phone. It's not you calling them and chasing them. So now we're going into what is a qualified or unqualified lead. A qualified lead is if you give estimate over the phone, or you set face-to-face appointment to give the estimate face-to-face. Those are the only two instances that it is a qualified lead. Therefore, if it is outside of your service radius, which is listed on your service profile, and you decline the job, you are not charged. If it is a service that you do not provide, not listed on your service profile, and you decline the job, you are not charged. If it's a sales or solicitation call, if it's a robocall, if it's a press one dialer from outside the U.S., if it happens to be somebody seeking employment with your company, all of these things, you are not charged. You're only charged if you give the estimate over the phone or if you set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face, and then you're only charged $24 a lead.
So the estimate itself goes through the website?
No, not the estimate itself. It's on the phone. So the client calls you, and they ask you for estimate on the phone, and you give them the estimate over the phone. Google considers that a qualified lead.
How do they know? What, are they listening to the phone calls?
They are.
They're
everything's going through the call tracking system. So that way, say a call fell through the cracks. Say one slipped through the cracks.
Yeah.
Now you have the ability to go back and say, hey, this phone number right here, Amy, I want my money back. This isn't a qualified call. This doesn't meet the qualifications. So now I take it to my team at Google, and we get you refunded immediately. It's not a problem. Okay. Google.
So what about the? So I'm still using my real number, though. I'm still using my real phone number.
We give you a Google call tracking phone number so that we have the ability to track those phone calls. And then phone numbers that are on the Google guaranteed listing, they're always rotating. So you may have one phone number today and another phone number tomorrow. We always encourage that you do give your clients your actual phone number, so that way all conversations outside of that are private.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And initial contact is through that service.
Correct. Absolutely.
Okay, so now can you contact me initially via text?
We can enable...
Or does it have to be a person calling?
Well, with the Google Guarantee Leads, it's calls. So they do have the ability through the website and through your regular Google profile and all of those things. They do have the ability to go ahead and connect with you via text or email. Yes.
Can I have another phone number besides mine where somebody could be answering those calls? Because I get a lot of stuff come over when I'm actually under, like, I don't know, under
yeah.
a sink, no
yeah,
doing
yeah,
work,
yeah.
and without
yes.
missing the call. Okay.
Yes, you can have it forwarded over. Absolutely. We can absolutely have it forwarded over. In fact, we offer a regular call tracking system, and some people with the regular service, like, because I told you, in order to get this service, you have to have the baseline service, and that's because you don't have
right.
any reviews, you don't have a website, you don't have any of the things that we need. So in order to build
right.
this and get this going, so with that being said, that it automatically comes with a regular call tracking service, and you can have, if you have somebody who is answering the phone for you, if you have a front office gal or your wife or whoever you have answering the phone for
right.
you, and you want the number, you want all the calls forwarded to that number, that's fine. But let me get into this. So with the
yeah.
Google Guarantee, the way it works is it can take approximately 4 to 8 weeks for you to completely get Google Guarantee approved. It doesn't always take that long.
Okay.
It doesn't even usually take that long. But I have to tell you how long it could take, okay? So after the 4 to 8 weeks, Carl, when you're completely Google Guarantee approved, we call you to set the minimum monthly budget. Google requires a minimum monthly budget for the first month of 13 leads. That is $313. So the way it works is we call you up. We say, okay, all right, Carl, you're completely approved. Google Guarantee is ready to go live. We're going to charge the $313. The leads start coming in at approximately 3 leads a week. So you have the ability to increase or decrease those as you see fit. You take on the first couple of leads, they're absolutely fire. You crank those jobs out. You want 6 leads a week. Cool. We crank it up to 6 leads a week. In the event that you take on those first couple of leads and then you get booked out for a month or two, or you take your wife to Tahiti or whatever you want to do, you pause the campaign.
Right.
It's paused until you unpause it. You can literally pause it.
What is that actually pause? It's like go offline?
It doesn't take your name offline. You just rotate to the bottom of the Google Guarantee list. You still have your check mark. It's just not lit up green because you're not actively taking calls, and it takes your tracking phone number off of that listing. So it still shows all of your accolades and shows that you're a Google Guarantee provider. It just isn't charging you any leads because you're not actively taking leads in that moment. Okay?
If there's more than one person, though, how do you guarantee top of the list if you have, like, I don't know, 50 Carls? How does it sort it out? If I did a Google on Handyman and then my zip code and say you have 5 people that are doing the same plan you're explaining to me,
mm-hmm.
where do I fit in on all that?
Well, it's rotating. It's rotating. That's how Google
okay.
makes it fair. No person is always showing at the top. This is different than the local map. So with the local map listing, the SEO, that is literally us elbowing our way to the top and out-programming our competitors, okay? And that is, like you
yep.
said, just getting you exposure and having calls coming to you organically. With the Google Guarantee, we're optimizing your listing. We're getting the reviews. We're doing all of the things that it's going to require for you to maintain your Google Guaranteed profile, okay? And that
okay.
is Google makes
yep.
that fair for everybody, okay?
Uh-huh.
So
somebody
that,
that's throwing more money at it doesn't get to the top of the list more than me.
If they're throwing more at the per lead, sometimes they may. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That
okay.
is a possibility. If you wanted to outrank them like that, you could. Yes. But we like to start you with the baseline, see what's going on, fill it out, see how well you like it before we start introducing all of those other factors. Because with this, what you're looking at is about 13 leads in the month, and then you have the ability to increase or decrease those as you see fit. If you need to pause it because you know that you're going to go out of town or you're booked, or you just know you're not going to be able to get to the phone for a couple of weeks, when you pause it, it literally hits the pause button. You're not charged. There's no accidental charge. There's no monthly charge. It hits the pause button until you unpause it. And wherever you unpause it at, that remaining balance is still there in the budget. If you pause it at $283 for 6 months, when you unpause it, that same $283 is in that budget for those remaining leads. And the budget doesn't automatically refill until the budget is completely exhausted and we have your approval.
Okay. This pause stuff, I'm assuming this is some sort of dashboard I have in the website.
Correct. Yes, absolutely. You have dashboard from us. You also have my direct phone number and extension line. You can call, text, email. Just don't do smoke signals. We're in California.
So are you going to be the person that I'm going to contact after I sign on the dotted line?
I am one of the people.
Are you
going
to hand me off to somebody else?
No, I have to share you with some of my clients, some of my coworkers. But yes, the majority of my clients really like my personality and they like working with me directly. So I always give you my direct phone number and extension line, Carl. If you prefer dealing with me, then you can absolutely deal with me and I can get the answers from the different departments and things like that. Your initial client onboarding is going to happen with another individual. That is, there's nothing I can do about that. But as far as like regular communication, if you prefer me, then yes, I can absolutely do that for you.
So the 4 to 8 weeks of potential time down, that I'm assuming that's like, obviously background checks only take like a day, but is that like website development and everything else to go along with everything you talk about?
Okay. So the Google Business Profile, the $199 package, the maximum time for that to start earning its keep is 4 to 6 weeks. Doesn't mean it's going to take 4 to 6 weeks to get it up or going. Website development's 3 to 5 days. Facebook ads, if you choose that package, are 7 to 14 days. All of the directories, 5 to 7 days. The process with Google...
What's going on? What's happening with the 4 to 6 weeks? Help me understand that.
Okay, so what happens is initially we have your Google Business Profile. We have your client onboarding appointment. Now we have to trigger a Google Business Profile PIN code to be sent to your physical address. That takes about 6 days. Now the reason we estimate 4 to 6 weeks is because a lot of people aren't on top of it, Carl. So when I call you in 10 days and I'm like, hey, what's the PIN code? You're like, I don't know. I might have thrown it out. Okay, so now I have to trigger another one.
Okay.
So now we're waiting again. Okay. When you receive the PIN code in the mail, you give me that PIN code. Now we can begin the actual programming to put you in on the first page of Google. We've built everything we can build up until that point. But the bottom line is it's like painting a house. Okay. You put you clean it, then you sand it, then you base coat it, then you go, you have to get it prepared. And then now it's going to have the top coat and it's going to be shiny. It takes 4 to 6 weeks for us to get you all the way to that top coat status, which I'm going to tell you something. The majority of my competitors, if they're willing to disclose their timeline, is 3 to 6 months for the Google local listing. Now, the 4 to 8 week possible waiting period with the Google guarantee, that is completely separate. That is done directly with Google. So what happens is once you say yes, we send you the application. You upload the proper documents. You're going to upload your business insurance. You're going to upload your Social Security number, your EIN number. You're going to fill out the application. It takes about 10 minutes. When you return that application back to us, we verify the information. We shoot it off to Google. At that point, Google sends it through one of two checkpoints, and that's going to be Evident ID or Pinkerton. Now, once they get a hold of it, they will go ahead and re-verify all of the information. Again, if everything is done in a quick manner and is done very, very swiftly, then yeah, I can go ahead and process it out and I can get it moving forward as quickly as possible. But if you drag your feet getting me one document that I need, it's going to take longer.
Understood. Okay, what's the process if it doesn't work out?
I need
as far as
your
who owes
birth
who what
form.
Is. What's
I'm gonna need the car title. I'm gonna need a blood oath.
Sorry, I have to ask, but I got a lot of this same spiel from Angie.
No, I understand. I completely understand. So if you choose to cancel, everything is literally yours to keep except the website. Everything is yours to keep, and you can even keep renting the website from us for $49 a month, or you can buy out the domain. When I say buy out the domain, Carl, I mean you literally get the domain. You will not get the content. And I'm always very clear about the expectation from us to you because I know what you guys have been through. So the Google Business Profile, that's yours. It belongs to the business. All the reviews are yours. All the profiles that we set up, those are yours. The Facebook page, yours. Even the Google Guaranteed Listing, the CID, which is the actual certificate for the Google Guaranteed, that is yours. It belongs to the actual business. It's the business that's been verified through Google Guarantee, and it's you that's had the background check. So all of that stuff is yours to keep. If you choose to cancel, you need to call us 3 days before the next billing is due in order to cancel the service.
Gotcha. Okay, question on the website development. How much hands-on do I have as far as the development of that, as far as the look and feel?
Well, it does have a specific layout. After that, you can have as much as you want. So we go ahead, we gather, we do the fact-finding mission, the client onboarding, we set it up, we send it to you, and then you're going to critique it, and you're going to just send us back what you want, or you're going to say, okay, look, I want to talk with somebody, and that person, which I always recommend you talk with her because she's amazing. Her name is Celine, and she's so good about making sure that everything is completely tweaked just the way that you guys want it, okay? But if you want to do it all yourself, then you absolutely can. It's completely up to you.
No, I don't want to do it all myself, but I want my wife to play a role in the appearance and the artistic side of things, because that's not me.
Okay.
So, but yeah, that's cool. All right. Well, listen, send me whatever I need to do to take that first step
okay.
I can get that done tonight when I'm sitting on my ass.
Okay. So
and,
we need to determine which package you're taking. Uh-huh. So are you going to do the local package with the Facebook ads? And the reason I recommend it is because it's only $50 more than the baseline, and it's going to give you that stronger push out the gate because the Facebook ads are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days while we're doing the program.
I don't
do
Facebook.
Profile. You don't have to do Facebook.
Can I be on Facebook and not be on Facebook?
Absolutely.
I'm not on Facebook. I hate Facebook.
Absolutely. You
all
don't
right.
have
so
to have Facebook
as a company, but not an individual.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
Yeah. So, does your wife have a Facebook page?
I don't know. I'm just so anti-Facebook. I don't. let me ask you this. How can I start with that and add Facebook later?
You can, but I'm just going to tell you the reason I'm recommending it is because that gets the ball rolling and it gets the buzz going while we're doing the other stuff. So you're not like, hey, man, I'm sitting here for 6 weeks with nothing. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not
happy,
too concerned. I'm not.
Okay, cool.
I'm not too concerned about
if
that.
You're cool
I'm
with
pretty
that?
Booked pretty. Ex-
cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Then I'm glad to hear
that.
So you want the baseline?
Weeks, the 4 to 6 weeks. Yeah, let's do the good pack, whatever you think is the best package without Facebook to start with.
Okay.
The most aggressive package.
Okay, so we're gonna do the Google Business Profile, and we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna do that along with the Google Guarantee to get that going. So Carl, first name, is it with a K or a C?
C.
Okay. Last name?
Adams, A-D-A-M-S.
Email.
AdamsCarlW@gmail.com.
Okay. I'm going to be the lead on your account and point of contact for you. You're on Central Standard Time?
Correct.
Okay. I'm going ahead now, and I'm sending out some text messages, the first of which is my direct phone number and extension line. The second one is the 6-minute YouTube tutorial. I'm going to send out a couple of different emails. And then I also, what is your wife's name?
Lisa, L-E-A-S-A.
L-E-A-S-A. That's interesting. And her last name is Adams as well?
Correct.
Okay.
I got your first text already.
Cool. Give me just a second. I'm going to make some adjustments to this. Okay, I'm going to waive your setup fee.
You're one to talk about a special name spelling with A-M-I-E.
That's my mom. My mom did that. Like, I didn't get to choose that. Come on. People always say that. They're like, oh, I love the way you spell your name. And it's like, I didn't spell that. I just showed up. What are you talking about?
Yeah, just after the first time, though, don't spell my wife's name wrong. She don't like that.
Oh, I don't like it when people spell mine wrong either, so you do not have to worry about that. I'm not about to do that. No way. No way. Okay, so I'm going ahead, and I'm sending this out to you. Give me just a second. That goes there. I'm making the adjustments in the prices here. That's that. This is zero. Okay, that's for the monthly. There we go, giving you the custom website. This goes here. Okay, let me get my pricing.
On my rush, how long we got? I'm getting the signal. It's 6:30 here, so I'm supposed to start doing family stuff.
Okay. So I just need about 10 more minutes of your time. I'm going to take your billing information. I'm going to schedule your client onboarding. I can do the rest of this stuff in just a minute, okay? So give me just a second here. So you're
I'm a couple feet away from the phone.
What's that?
Can you hear me still?
Yeah, I can hear you still. Yeah, I can hear you still. All right, okay. So the email's coming out to you now, and that's going to be labeled ideal package. I have a business address, which I'm assuming is your home office at 1813 West 27th Street in Panama City, Florida, 32405.
That was a building I owned because I didn't want it in my house, but let's go ahead and push it to my house.
Okay, go ahead.
406 East Beach Drive, Panama City, Florida, 32401.
Got it? Okay. 406 East Beach Drive. Got it. Now, is Lisa going to be a main point of contact for us? Is she going to be handling this for you after client onboarding?
She's going to be doing something, but the important thing to know about Lisa is she is the, Florida has sunbiz.org where companies are registered. She is the registered agent. So when they do the fact, when Google does their check, we see her name come up.
Okay, so we're running this through her then, right?
Well, it just depends on how you feel. The incorporation paperwork is her name.
That's fine. And the insurance is on the business, so that's fine. Everything's going to be ran through her.
Correct.
That's fine. That's perfectly fine. Yep, that's perfectly fine. Thank you for letting me know that ahead of time.
Okay.
Yes, thank you for letting me know that. So give me just a second here. I'm going to get her phone number.
Right.
L-E-A-S-L-E-S-A.
L-E-A-S-A.
L-E-A-S-A. L-E-A-S-A. L-E-A-S-A.
Correct.
I'm going to say it only five more times to see if I screw it up. What's her phone number?
850-896-1326.
Got it. Okay. And then the service radius, how far out do you want to go?
That's a good question. We live in Panama City Beach, which is a heavily tourist area. And I'm going to say, let's say 25 miles from 32401.
Got it.
I very rarely go out past that.
Got it. Okay. So what I'm doing now is I'm sending out another email that's going to say Google Guarantee application. And this is going to be the application that she's going to fill out. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys, you're going to have a time frame for the client onboarding. And then you're within that time, they're also going to do the application. So they're going to review the application. So what I like to do is I like to give you guys about 48 hours with the application. What time on Wednesday or Thursday do you want your onboarding call?
Thursday is rough. Wednesday is my son's birthday. We're going out of town.
Friday.
I say it could be true. Friday would be great.
Let's do Friday. What time?
Earlier and better.
Okay, I could do 9 a.m. Oh, no, I can't. I could do
9 a.m.
I could do 10 a.m. Central.
So 10 Central. Actually, let's do, what's your next slot after that?
11. Unless you want to do it
Central.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, we can do it tomorrow.
What time tomorrow?
How about, tomorrow's Tuesday, how about 3?
You got it.
Central.
Okay, yep, you got that. I'm locking that in.
How long is it going to take? How long? What do you anticipate that application? How long to do that?
The application itself doesn't take very long. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes. The client onboarding takes about 20 to 30 minutes. It's a 20 to 30 minute phone call. Okay? So
that's
block
fine.
Off.
I'm not worried about the phone call. I just want to know what I needed to do tonight.
Yeah, the application itself doesn't take very long at all. So I'm going to send that over to you in just a second. Give me just a minute here. Hold on. I'm trying to find this.
All right.
Okay, there it is. All right. For the cards you're putting on file, is the billing address the home office?
Yeah, any info I give you with cards is always my home, so.
Okay, and then is it going to be, is there any middle initial or is it just your first and last name?
Well, they're going to do a background check, it's a W.
Okay. Well, so what's going to happen is on the application itself, the application is going to go under her name with her information. She can put you down as a field worker. Okay? She's going to put you down as an employee because you're doing the face-to-faces. So that's how I want her to fill out that application, okay?
Okay. You want her to fill the application out as if it's her, not me. Got it.
Correct. She's the one who's going to fill the application out. That way, then there's no snafus, okay? It's straight up that way, and we're going to go ahead and get the approval, and then there's no problems with it. All right. So the card you're putting on file has a W?
Let me see here. Yes, it has a W.
Okay. Let me just a second. I'm trying to fix the billing here. They only make it. Computers only do what you tell them to, you know?
It's true.
Okay. All right. Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Discover. 6011.
Okay.
0033-3116. 9704.
Expiration month and year?
11/25/645.
645. Yep. Okay. Pick a code word, your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
City, Beacon.
Beacon. Got it. Anytime she calls in, she's going to need that word as well, okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right. So you're going to receive the invoice here in just a little bit, and it's going in just a second. Actually, you're going to receive that invoice, and it's going to say local / terms of experience. When you scroll down to the bottom, you will see that the reoccurring cost is locked in at just $199. That's for the local only. Once your Google Guarantee application has been approved, then we will contact you to set the minimum monthly budget. There is no automatic charge. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right. Everything's set. I will be the one to reach out to you from our 877 phone number tomorrow to speak with you and go ahead and introduce you to your onboarding agent. Okay, Carl?
Does Lisa need to be there for the onboarding as well?
Nope, she just needs to fill out that application. She doesn't have to be there for the onboarding unless she wants to be. If she wants to be, then we can just three-way her in.
Okay, great.
Okay, no worries.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks for your time, Carl.
Talk to your mom.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.